Second venue for racing in Victoria today is at Donald. Track rating for the program of racing at Donald is a good 4. Penetrometer 4.57. Rails in the true for the entire circuit. Nick Noonan's done the form for the program at Donald. Nick, good morning to you.
Morning, Brendan. Morning, listeners. Yeah, not a bad meeting today from Donald. There's a few horses that are hard in the market, look pretty hard to beat on this program. So good 4 track. Hopefully track plays fair. Can be a track where the inside can sometimes be a little bit off, but hopefully with that rail and the true, every horse gets their chance.
First event from Donald today is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here from the first are 3, 7, 13, 15 and 16. Now, Jack Hill is being listed as indisposed for his ride on New York Scandal in the first. Not sure if Jack's coming off all his rides today or just off that ride there on New York Scandal, but we'll bring you up to date when we do get some more information regarding that riding replacement. In this field of Mars is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $4, over and out $5.50. New York Scandal screaming out to win a race, $6. Precious Charm, $6, $7. 10 Commandments and $8. Rolling Rocknick.
Yeah, 10, 1, 8 and 5 here. I got the 10 Precious Charm on top. She's the first starter from the Simon Wild Yard. Linda Meach goes aboard here. I thought her recent jump out has been pretty good. She's hit the line in both of them. The one at Colac I thought was very good, where there was a bit of a tearaway leader and she charged home for second in behind her. The third horse, Baba Zoo, I think, ran second to Flemington yesterday in a strong two-year-old race. So the jump out from around her is kind of stacked up, and I think she can come here and win on debut. She looks pretty smart. One Field of Mars did jump out also nice this campaign. I think he might have come back a bit better. They've put on a few gear changes here. Crossover Nose Bean goes on the earmuffs, go on pre-race only for the first time. He ran some strong-ish maidens last preparation. Both on wet track, so he may be a horse that can improve off a wet track. And his recent jump, he did beat Zion in pretty good style. 8 New York Scandal. Jack Hill coming off might be pretty crucial for this horse's chances because he seemed to get a lot out of her last start at Pakenham, and hearing the pre-race trainer interview, she sounds like a very quirky horse, so maybe his affinity with the horse, if he's not on here, could be pretty crucial because she gets a new jockey. She does seem pretty tricky to ride, but she is knocking down the door to win a race. She's been very good without winning in her sort of last 5 runs. And the 5-10 Commandments didn't have a whole lot of luck first up at Caston. He's had a bit of a gap between runs. That was back in October. No recent jump out, but Pruska and Yendall in these Western districts, you do have to respect them. 10, 1, 8 and 5.
10, 1, 8 and 5 in the first at Donald for Nick Noonan. Race number 2 is a maiden for the 4-year-olds and up over 1,200 metres. Scratching Terra, runners 1, 8, 10, 11, 16 and 18. Put Dean Holland on to number 7, Angel of Boom. Gus Mao at $2 is the favourite. Angel of Boom, $7.50. Vandal, $9.50. Gulf of Guinea at $10, as is Sherman Dyer, and $11 the joke. Gus Mao, will punters be prepared to butter up at odds on here, Nick? Was it the wet track, or was he disappointing there at Echuca last time out?
Well, I think it was probably the wet track. You look at his record on wet tracks. I know he races well in the heavy, but I think he's probably a little bit better on top of the ground. I've got him on top. 3, 14, 17 and 6. I think he's the best bet of the day, Gus Mao. I'm going again. Not that I was on last up, but I backed him first up and at Sound Down. And, first up at Geelong, his run was great. Sound Down, he was in a pretty strong maiden there. He's only beaten 2.5 lengths by Zapurring and McGarton. I think that race is, had some horses of good talent then last start. Yeah, he was short. He got away well and the end was sort of had a look over to his inside and everything kind of kicked up underneath him. I wouldn't be surprised if they rode him a bit more positive here from 13, if they really just sent him right forward and if he's one out, one back or outside the leader. I think he's clearly the best horse in this race. He's had 10 starts for 5 seconds. So if he can't win this one, I don't know where his win's going to come. It might not be here, Victoria, but this looks as good a chance as ever. Yendall has his good affinity with the horse after riding him last start, so he should be getting the job done here. 14 Vandal did run third to him last start. She's probably a horse that can run well again here. 17 Sherman Dyer, first up run at Ararat was pretty good and then started hard in the market last start at Benalla, was beaten 7.5 lengths. Maybe a forgive run. He has S-Speed favourite in 2 maidens, so maybe that suggests he has more ability than what he's sort of showing us on the racetrack. And the 6 Mr. Ferrari, probably the leader here, did run pretty well last start. I was supposed to use $41. He might be a horse you could chuck in some exotic star, but 3 Gus Mao, best bet of the day. I think he just has to win this race. 3, 14, 17 and 6.
Race number three on the program is a maiden over 1,620 metres. Scratchings here from the third are runners 6, 8, 16 and 18. Tabfix Dodd's favourite here is Le Filio, Robbie Downey and the Hayes boys team up here, $2.80. Little Pearl for the Coffees at $4.20. $5.50 for Muppet, $6.50 Lorien. Goats on Oats at $9. $21 Steel Gaze Best of the Rest.
Yeah, 3.13. 14 and 4 here. Got the 3, Le Filio on top. Geez, run it. Wangaratta on debut was huge. You got back from your last in the run. He ran the quickest 4 to 200 metre sectional of that meeting. I think he probably just peaked on his run a little bit late. Probably why he couldn't catch the eventual winner, because he did a lot of work just to get into the race. He probably doesn't have a whole lot of favours here again. He's drawn barrier 16. He's probably going to go right back. So that's probably the knock with him, but he looks like there's a bit of a talent there. He's got a bit of an engine. So potentially if the fence is off and the wider lanes are in play, that's probably the best case for him winning. If he got to sort of 350, I could definitely back him. He looks probably a bit better than his opposition. He's just going to have to give him a big head start. 13, Little Pearl, ran well last start at Swan Hill. You can sort of tie that form into the favourite through Royal Pharaoh. Started hard in the market that race and was also in the same race at Wangaratta as Le Filio. She might be a horse, you know, having a second up run here at 1600 metres. She was first up last start at 1600, so she might have taken good improvement from that run. 14 Muppet hit the line while Benalla. Looks another horse stepping up in distance, going to be no issue. And the 4 Lorien bumped into some smart horses throughout his career, and wouldn't shock me at all if he's in the finish here. 3, 13, 14, and 4.
Race number 4 on the program is a 58 over 1,600 metres. No changes here. Coyote at 2.30, Tatsuro 4.80, Nino 9, $10 Stately Star, Panama Papers a $10 chance, and Harry Hot Pants 11.
1, 2, 4 and 3 here. I thought Coyote was probably, again, one of the better bets of the day. First up at Bendigo, he got back and charged the line in a pretty strong 58. Then last start, he went into the Country Series race worth $75,000, a benchmark 70. He's probably the run of the race. He sat back last, circled the field. He ran fifth. It was a day that it was impossible to make any ground, and he did that pretty well. Run home in some good closing sectionals. Dean Holland sticks aboard here. He's absolutely flying, and there's just a real lack of opposition here. I think if he can't be getting the job done here, he's going to be pretty stiff. I think with every possible chance of barrier 8, you just get back and go around him. I didn't really see a danger, to be honest. So I thought he was one of the better bets on the card. Stately Star racing well. He was good last start. He might get a soft run from barrier number 2. Tatsuro's got to improve off last start, but at her best, she could probably figure in a race like this. And 3 Hot Seat has a pretty good record at the track. But the favourite should just be winning here. 1, 2, 4, and 3.
1, 2, 4, and 3. Runners on their way to the boxes, 90 seconds out. Race 1 at Healesville. Favourites off the red at $1.95. Aeroplane Cooper, James Vandermark, 6147 there in the first. We'll take a look at race 5 before we go to Healesville. A 0 to 58 over 2200 metres. Scratchings are 4, 8, 10, and 12. Equine Philosopher, 280. Handshake, 440. Tactful, 440. Then Fort Charles, the jumper, 750.
2, 3, 9 and 14 here. Got the 2 Equine Philosopher on top. I think he probably looks set to peak here. Now fourth up in his preparation. Gets out to 2,200. He's won at 2,100 before and he's won at this track. So you think this distance would suit him. At his absolute best form, I think he's probably a really strong winning chance. Here, Rose Hammond goes aboard. She's a 4-kilo claimer, but before I've seen from her, she's pretty strong in a finish. And I think that's probably what this horse needs. So he's going to be right in the finish here and deserves to be favourite. 3 Handshakes got the combination of Pruska and Yendel will only be improved from the first up run, will be suited stepping up to this distance. 9 Not Usual Dream hit the line well enough last start, and the 14 Cackful at his best would be good enough in a race like this. He sort of took off midway through that race last over 2800, so maybe coming back and tripping a bit more economical run will suit him. The winkers also come off there, which may help. 2, 3, 9 and 14 in race number 5.
2.39.14 from Nick Noonan in the fifth event at Donald. Moving on to race number 6 at Donald today. It's a 1,350-metre 0-58. 10 is the scratching. Romany Rocks the favourite for Yendel and Wild at $2.10. Insurgents, $5.50. Heavy Rotation, $5.50. $7.50, Melissa Kay. Bangarang Redback, best of the rest at 15.
5.1.3.8 here, Brendan. Got the 5, Romany Rocks on top. They've been mixing her distances recently. She's sort of been racing over 1,600, 1,200, 1,300. This may be one of her best distances, I think, 1350. I'm just in a bit of a sweet spot. She has started favourite or second favourite at her last four runs. She's becoming a bit costly if you've been following her. She only had one win from 13 starts, but she did run well here on debut at Donald. In her recent form, last start, she copped a check at a pretty crucial stage there at Bendigo. The run prior at Hamilton, she just had no luck, and she doesn't face much opposition here. Barrier 11, Yendel should probably just keep her out of trouble. The one Savoy, I think he can run a good race here. You look back through his best form with this stable. He ran good, pretty well here a few campaigns ago, first up in a strong benchmark 64. He's won two recent jump outs. He probably can just sit on top of the speed here. His recent run, sort of back in November, he just got caught very wide in both of them. I think from a good draw, he can potentially be one for your exotics. Three Insurgents, one last start at Taowong, but I think that was a pretty weak maiden. And the eight heavy rotation will be one getting back and in the line. 5-1, 3-8. One may be a bit of value on a card where it looks pretty favourite dominated.
A fair bit of territory between Donald and Taowong. Let me tell you, the seventh event at Donald is over 1,200 metres, 0 to 58. Scratchings here, 5 and 10. Debatable is the favourite at $3.50. $4 Pillbox, Wanamiri, $4.20. Guaranteed at $4.80. Bethpage at $13 with Fighting KO.
Look, I think there's probably only four winning chances here, but they're extremely hard to split the first four in the order. I'm going to put them in 1, 4, 2, and 3. One Debatable probably ran in a stronger 58 than this last start at Swan Hill, where he set up on top of the speed and held his ground well enough late to only get beaten a length and a half. His best runs are when he finds control from the front and just keeps running. Maybe he can find that here with Logan McNeil staying aboard. Four Guaranteed ran well enough last start at Eden Hope behind Lani Bang Bang, who you guys were giving a seemingly a good chance to a Bairnsdale, so maybe that form will stack up, should get a soft run from two. Number two, Pillbox, ran at Broken Hill last start by 5 lengths. I don't know how you sort of line that form up, but he has had a lot of runs this horse and at his best would probably in a race like this. And the three, Wanamiri. There's been a few that on this mean that have come across from the South Australia, and he's another one. He got back and hit the line last start at Eden Hope. He may be the best of the closers here. Really tricky finish. As I said, I think there's only four chances, but they're up with 1, 4, 2, and 3.
Nick, your best Valley Cordian play of the day for the program at Donald, please.
Best bet, race 2, number 3, Guzmau. I think he gets the job done for the punters today. Didn't think there was a whole lot of value on the card. I think the value might be taking Guzmau into potentially Coyote. Race 4, number 1, Quaddy. Leg 1 will just take the 1 out. So 1 in the first leg. The second leg will take 2, 3, 9, and 14. Third leg, 1, 3, 5, and 8. Hoping for a bit of value there. And we'll come home 1, 2, 3, 4. But, yep, putting our faith in Guzmau. Hasn't worked out for the punters recently, but I think today is definitely his day. So race 2, number 3 should just be getting the job done.
Give him strength, Nick. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Brendan.